On a smoky day in mid-August, I joined a small group hiking the site of the 2018 Lake Christine fire. Our leader is Adam McCurdy, Forest and Climate Director at Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, who walks the area periodically to track changes in the landscape.
Oh, it's got a larva.
In this section of the forest, we're following a trail that was originally built as a fire line. There are piles of cut brush below us and damaged trees upslope, where the fire scorched the trunks of Douglas fir, but left the branches intact. McCurdy puts down his hatchet and shows us the larva he found beneath one tree's charred bark.
Wow.
That's another
juicy lifetime. Little guy.
Yeah, so you can imagine a woodpecker would love to get a beak around this.
The explosive growth of this year's Grizzly Creek and Pine Gulch fires and the evacuations they caused was an unsettling reminder of the Lake Christine fire. That fire burned through 12,588 acres and three homes and left a huge burn scar, easily visible from nearby State Highway 82. Up on Basalt Mountain, McCurdy is focused not on the fire's destruction, but instead on what comes after, the land's recovery. Standing in the remnants of an aspen grove, McCurdy reminds us that aspens are clonal and connected by their roots.
So when the fire comes through and kills these stems, it's not killing the root system below. And so we now have an area where the sun is just beating down on the ground, and the root tips of this clonal organism, the aspen trees, are photosensitive. They have cells that detect when the sun is hitting the ground above where they are, when it's heating up that soil. And once it kills these mature trees, the mature aspen stems produce a hormone that suppresses new growth. And so once those two things are in place, you just get a ton of new regen.
Fire is essentially a method of rapid decomposition, McCurdy says. It quickly breaks down materials in the forest, returning nutrients to the soil and decreasing competition, giving damaged plants and new seeds a good shot at growth. Fungi and insects, like the beetle larva McCurdy found earlier, also benefit forests after light severity fires. They continue breaking down forest remnants into usable nutrients. That means a tree in a burned area, whether it's live, dead, or dying, has value.
And this is one of the reasons that you don't want to cut down all the live trees. You know, one is they provide habitat. You can see actually that tree behind us has a bunch of woodpecker, those kind of little, I don't know if you can see those marks on the lower parts of the tree there. Those are woodpeckers that have been getting into the tree.
After fire crews pack up and leave burn zones on public lands, it's up to federal agencies to make post-fire land management decisions. In the case of the Lake Christine area, the blaze burned through land overseen by the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management. These agencies often start salvage logging projects after fires. But McCurdy says the term salvage may limit the way communities see the burn zones.
And even just like that term salvage implies that everything has been damaged or destroyed. And so I think the way that we look at burn areas is still as the resource that was there, and that resource being timber in this case. The idea is that there's nothing of value there anymore.
Management decisions are usually based on the species left after a fire, but there are also species that could move in or colonize the area to consider. The same disturbance that creates opportunity for desirable new growth also invites invasives. Thistle is one species that will likely thrive. McCurdy tells us about another.
The front side on Basalt Mountain has a ton of cheatgrass on it now. It is called cheatgrass because it cheats, because it grows early and dries out early and then burns. So cheatgrass really accelerates the fire cycle. And pretty much nothing can eat it. Livestock can't eat it, deer can't eat it, elk can't eat it.
So how can communities and land agencies make sure that healthy ecosystems regenerate in a wildfire's wake? Well, that depends on the definition of healthy.
Yeah. And there is a lot of value judgment that goes into this in terms of when we talk about healthy forest, healthy for what?
There is not necessarily interagency agreement on the best way to manage burn areas or on what to manage them for. McCurdy, at least, encourages this group to see the Lake Christine fire area 2 years after the flames as an opportunity.
What we have now is a unique part of our landscape. And you look in the Roaring Fork watershed, and there's nowhere else like this right now, right? There's no early successional post-burn area. And so we've had some birding groups that have been out here, and they've seen species that are adapted to fires.
I'm Kathleen Shannon for KDNK News.